This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, we'll discuss political spying, bumbling, and fundraising with Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow. But first, a team of engineering students at Western Michigan University has developed a sensor to help measure the impact and location of blows to the head. That device could be useful in addressing concussions in football and other sports, as well as the military. Masood Ateshbar is a professor of computer and electrical engineering at Western Michigan University. Banu Baby Narakat is a doctoral student at Western. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How did this idea get off the ground?
Our lab has been working on sensors, both physical and chemical sensors. And on physical sensors, we've been working on force, strain gauge, and pressure sensor, different technologies. And we have a very strong research on printed technology, which we use that technology for fabricating different devices. And in 2012, we came up with the idea of printed pressure sensor, and that evolved into an impact sensor, so that we thought that, okay, if we'd be able to develop a flexible skin-like pressure sensing system so that we can use it for skin-like sensors, as well as we can, by modifying those, we can use it as an impact sensor, which, like a skin, we can apply it to the helmet and detect any force or impact that it detects or faces. So basically our team developed this impact sensing system for use in the football and hockey helmet, as well as any protective headgear.
And this was part of a competition at the University of Michigan, correct?
So last year in fall 2013, there was an announcement for this competition, and my students showed interest to participate, and the decision was that, okay, let's go with this project, and they formed the team, and Bino can explain a little bit more because they participated in this.
So we were selected in the initial round of interviews, and there were around 300 teams to start off with. And it was a six-month-long competition where they give us a lot of training in the business side, because our team consists of all engineers. And it was a very good experience that we had during the 6 months, and we were able to reach or be in the top 8 finalists in the competition. So that's when we realized that we had a very potential market potential technology or product with us, and we formed this new company called SafeSense Technologies. And we are currently concentrating on manufacturing these printed impact sensing systems to be deployed on helmets for the football players. That's the initial market that we are targeting. But like it was mentioned, there are several other applications also. Anything that has a touch or impact or pressure impacts on the sensor, it can be developed. And all the data that are felt on this pressure sensor can be wirelessly transmitted to a smartphone, and it can be stored on a cloud-based system for retrieval later on. So especially in the field of sports, when doctors want to treat the sports athletes, he would have a complete history of all the impacts that the athletes have faced during the play, and he could treat them accordingly. Currently, we have a completely working prototype for deployment in the field. We are looking or seeking for funding to make around 20 to 25 products that we can hand out to a football team and place it on their helmets, get some feedback from that. And based on that feedback, we're looking to improve the product to make it into a market-ready product.
So explain a little bit more about how this works. There's a sensor, and so if there is some sort of impact, what sort of information would be available to someone on the sideline, say at a football game, that they currently don't get, at least not right away?
So basically, with this system, coaches will receive a real-time actionable information. When one of the players receive a potentially dangerous impact to the head, and the information they receive is the location where on the skull or the helmet the impact was, and the direction and impact force. So all of these three, the location, direction, and magnitude of the force of the impact, is very important. And right now, concussion happens, impact happens, and basically the coaches rely on the players to self-report injuries. So there is no system in the market which provides these three information. And this system basically is providing a 360-degree view of the whole head or pressure at any point that has been applied. And none of the systems or the one that they are trying to get into market is having this feature.
Yeah, also all this data about the impact can be transmitted wirelessly to a smartphone, and the coach can decide real time if he needs to pull out a player or not, because most of the times the player tends to continue playing mostly for economical benefits or for namesake. So the coach, or even if it's high school kids, the parents can decide it's time to pull out their kids or the players and take them for a better assessment.
The parent could have the smartphone up in the stands, and they could be monitoring their own child in real time the same way to see what has happened in terms of impact and those where the hit was on the head and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and also one other added feature is that one single smartphone or one single tablet could store the data of multiple players. So all you need is one single smartphone for all the players in a team.
Can you take existing helmets and outfit them with this sensor, or do you need a brand new helmet that would have to accommodate this sensor? Can it be used in the helmets that players use right now?
Yeah, this would be like a second skin on the head, so it can be attached inside the helmet. It's going to be very thin, flexible, and conformable because we're using printed technologies to manufacture this sensing system. So it would be just an add-on to the current helmets.
We've been talking about football. Are there some other applications for this, other sports or maybe even other activities where, assuming someone has the potential for blunt force to the head, that this could measure that as well?
Other sports like hockey is another thing that there is concussion is very important.
Yeah, and recently we also had some people contacting us when they heard about our product. They were interested in putting it in the helmets for NASCAR racing drivers to study the impacts that they feel. And one other important area of application is in the military, where it can be deployed on the helmets of soldiers, and it would be capable of measuring the blast pressure waves from a bomb or an IED, and that would really help the treatment of soldiers for concussions.
Anything where someone has a helmet, is that fair to say? If someone's got a helmet, you can use this sensor?
That's right. It can be on the clothes as well, so that in the gear the soldier wears, the blast pressure on the body can detect it too, but usually head is more important.
So as you try to move now to being able to market this, what sort of things do you need to do research-wise? What don't you know right now that you still need to find out?
We have a proof-of-concept lab-based device which is detecting and it's working. We need to have information from the field to make sure that in the field also it provides the actionable information. So we need to have real-time data of different scenarios and making sure that the algorithm that we have for the processing the information that comes from the sensors are appropriate and they act timely.
Now, you have started a company, SafeSense Technologies. Where would you say this company is at in terms of its development?
Right now, the company is only 4 months old. We have registered and formed this company in February of 2014. So, like we said, what we currently have is the lab working prototype, and we are currently seeking for some funding. We are looking at federal funding agencies as well as angel investors or any kind of potential parties who are interested. We are also looking for material or R&D collaborators as well to see if we can collaborate with some companies for materials or development projects related to this.
To continue to improve the performance of the system so that still we are working on development R&D too, because the system that we have, we are continuously looking to see if any component of that we can make it more efficient.
And one other thing is, since these systems measure impact, we need to make sure from the R&D side that the materials that we use are durable enough for multiple hits. So that's another thing that we need to concentrate on from the research and development area.
And is that just sort of repetitive testing to put something through the trial so many times to make sure it still is working as well after 100 hits or 150 as it was after one?
Yeah, that's right. Currently, we've tested that in the lab scenario. We have done measurements for at least 10,000 cycles for the pressure sensor, and we've not seen a lot of variation. But that's going to be different when you put it into a helmet and you put it out into a field and you get a real impact. So that's what we need to find out next.
Are there people out there, groups, perhaps teams, which are interested in getting in on this, perhaps and assisting you in trying to see if it is ready to go?
Yeah, we have actually talked to the athletic coach at Western Michigan University, and he has shown interest in providing support when we are ready with the systems to try it out on the football. And also the hockey team has also approached, and they have said that they are willing to use it for a trial and give us some feedback on what the performance of the system is.
In terms of other R&D groups, yes, we are in the process. We are in process of legality and NDA, non-disclosure agreement between the people.
There's some legalities that go
on. Yeah.
Both of you come at this from an engineering background, correct?
Yes. Yes.
As you move forward now, are you having to learn some things about marketing and business and investing in those sort of things if you're really going to make this go?
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, the complete team is a group of engineers, and we had no idea about the business or marketing side, and even some of the terms that they used were completely new for us. So the competition that we had at University of Michigan gave us a lot of training, and we learned a lot. And currently, during the summer, we are working with the business, Hayworth College of Business at Western Michigan University, where they have a program called Starting Gate. It's for one semester long, and they've selected us into the program, and they're currently training us in different aspects of the business learning scenarios. And I think we're learning a lot of new things in that, and we're trying to move forward.
That's its own education.
Yes,
as well,
that's right.
In terms of developing a helmet sensor.
Yeah.
What's your hope going forward that for this? I mean, do you see it becoming widely used, or is that what you're thinking is possible if the testing continues to show that this is viable?
Yes, we have. We believe that we have a good chance of being able to get a good portion of the market share if we be able to raise enough funding and be on time before other competition saturate the market.
Do you know of competition out there? Are there other places working on similar type of products?
Yeah, we have identified our competition who have attempted to make pressure sensing on helmets, but none of the products give the features that we are currently offering on our product, especially the 3D mapping of the impact, as well as the magnitude-based reporting where our system would be able to tell you exactly how much of force was applied. All the other systems would just have an LED light that turns up and tells you that an impact was felt or not, but it wouldn't tell you how much and the exact location.
Is this a field of great interest right now? Probably a lot of people getting into it because there is so much concern about concussions, head injuries, those sort of things. Is that driving a lot of other people to take a look at the technology?
In any conference or meeting that we attend, we see that new players are jumping into this game.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Masoud Atashbar is a professor of computer and electrical engineering at Western Michigan University. Binu Baby Narakot is a doctoral student at Western. You can read more about the device they have developed for measuring the impact of blows to the head at WMUK.org.